Hello everyone. Before we start, if you have empty seat near you, raise your hand. It's okay. Okay, let's start. Hello everyone, my name is Alexander Nerzhenko. This talk is How to Hack VMware vCentral Server. In this talk I'll discuss some ways to gain control over vCenter, which means to the whole network. I'll describe few non-dangerous bugs. They were zero days when we found them, but if we can use all of them together, we can hack vCenter. Just about me. I'm work as penetration testing at RP Scan company. We do some business security research and testing. Also, I'm one of organizer DEFCON group in Russia and Zero Nights conference. Also, I'd like to play sometimes CTF. And this talk was prepared with Alexei Sentsov, so thanks him to idea and support. Unfortunately, he couldn't attend DEFCON. But before we start talking about VMware, I would like to talk about pentest in general. So the main goal of pentest is show weak elements in infrastructure, how hack system, why we can hack it, and show how we can hack it. We have usually large number of targets, different types, unfortunately, we didn't have usually not much time. It's limited. So we couldn't use all bug hunting methods like source code review because it's usually a lot of time and we need source reverse engineering. The same reason. We could use a little bit of fuzzing if we have web or binary. Anyway, usually we can use logic, looking for logic flow and searching bugs and public research. I would like to show that using public research like old bugs, old research, old information and little bit analysis, we can find new bugs. One day we have a network, big network, and all infrastructure was built on VMware ESXi hosts and vSphere. So all seems pretty secure, all patched up with latest updates. There was no default password or anything stupid, so we decided to try attack vCenter server, because vCenter is a solution to managed vSphere. So if you can hack vCenter, we can hack all VM machine and all the infrastructure. So we have vCenter version 4.1 update 1. There are a lot of services on vCenter like update manager, office starter, chargeback, and each services has a web server and usually use Java technology. So first thing we found in a public source, it's old directed errors discovered by Claudio Cristoni. It's classic directed errors, I think, but it was fixed in our version, so it's bad. But Alexei Sentsov didn't trust any fixed or patch, and after a few minutes, he found another directed errors almost in the same place. Now there are Metasploit model for this directed errors. So we have we can read any file, but what file to read? Claudio proposed to read the file WPGSD profile. It's a log file, and vCenter used SOAP protocol. And this log file contains SOAP request with session ID. So if we replace our session ID with session ID from admin, we can get admin access. He also developed tool called Vasta. It has connection and exploit modules, and also has a local proxy for this task. But unfortunately, it also was fixed in our version. But it contained IP addresses of administrators. If it contained IP addresses of admins, we can try use classic attack, RackMake IRP poisoning, spoof SSL certificate, and sniff traffic. But administrators of this network was pretty clever, and they added certificate to trusted and didn't clear knock button, so it doesn't work. So we find another way, we just steal key via directory traversal. And make RP poisoning, decrypt traffic. But what if RP spoofing doesn't work? So we do a little bit analysis and found vCenter Orchestrator. If it's a software for automatic configuration and management vCenter. It's installed by default with vCenter, as it has interesting files like DAT, etc, password properties, which contains MD5 hash without a salt. So nowadays, like I know, it's not very secure. So we, of course, brute forces and gain control. So we get in, and this is interface of Orchestrator configurations. Like you can see, there are a lot of plugins and pages, interesting, like database, LDAP, mail, SSH. All that pages, almost all, have password field in them. So we think that it will be cool if you can read those password fields. And actually, there wasn't just in plain text. Yeah, just like that. Pretty easy for hackers. It's a job. So we also find interesting files like VS XML and Vimeo properties. These files looks like this. It has something like it looks like hash, but actually it's DN hash because it has odd lengths, so definitely not hash. So I encoded a few passwords, and as you can see, the first red bytes looks like a length, green bytes was always constant, and they was in ASCII range, and black bytes, when you encode other passwords, or the same password, they was every time different. And also, I would like to say that now there are knowledge base article from VMware about this issue. So I decompiled application and found this pretty simple algorithm. It just generates 60 random string, then take password symbol, add position of this password, and that's all. It's, I think, not very clever decision to store password in this format. So I write simple decoder and Ruby. So it's another way to hack a system. But there was another way. We didn't find that bug during our penetration testing, but I think it's very interesting bug. It was discovered by guys from Digital Defense, and they found out that vCenter Orchestrator has an old Struts library, and that library has a remote code execution bug discovered by Medek Duiliev. It was bug in handling original expression. Original expression is a language for setting and getting Java properties. And each HTTP parameter treats as original expression, so you could just bypass this Unicode hash sign and execute any Java code. So it's this example of exploit. You just insert this code in GET request, and get remote codification. So I think that often during penetration testing we have like a big system, big applications, which has a lot of library and dependency. So I think that maybe cool to have some tool to find a fast vulnerable library. So I write this tool. It just get its library name, gets its version, and the search in Sovia database. Now it use standard Sovia database, but in future I would like to make my own database of vulnerability. So there are four vectors to attack with Centaur. We find out like DKT traversal and IRP poisoning, DKT traversal and password decoding put forward, and remote code execution using strat bug. Also, with Centaur infrastructure products, there are a lot of products with Centaur, like operation management suite, capacity configuration management. They all have some sort of credentials for vCenter. So there are maybe another vulnerability in the system. So if you have one, you may think about how make it more like secure. So for hardening, I recommend to update, of course, Elastic Virtual, filter administration services and configurations such like usual user didn't have access to this. And VMware have vSphere security hardening guide. It's pretty interesting documents. It has a lot of tips which may prevent from 0 days vulnerability, like to make permission on SSL certificate and passwords, something like that. So conclusion, that's patch are not always fixed bug properly, and if pen tester can get more profit if he tries to research something, and a few simple bugs and we can own all infrastructure. So I think that's all. I think we have time. Any questions?